Great to be back in Regent's Park. An early start. Great to have Amy Church with us as well. So it's fantastic. The only thing I do need to do is change my glasses because I can't read in these ones, can I? So that's the first thing I need to do. I knew I'd do that. So there you go. So, right. Obviously, we're here to talk AI. 4 years ago, when this first started, we were all talking about AI. What's it going to be like? What's the future going to be like? It's now here. We're now using it, whether that is ChatGPT, Copilot, whatever it is, we are all using it in our day-to-day lives. And with Leap, we've been no different. We've integrated 5 applications of AI within the software over the last 18 months. So we've been on a journey ourselves, and we're trying to put some background around that and as to why we're here. So obviously we're delighted to have Amy Church from Lucas & Willis with us today as well. It is an area that's rapidly rechanging the landscape, but why does this conversation matter? Legal industry is at a critical turning point. Digital transformation is no longer optional. It's a necessity for any law firm moving forward. And I think we've got some interesting stats. Hopefully will come up behind me. 60% of law firms are looking at upgrading their systems. 44% automate their legal tasks. 74% are using AI for legal work. 92% of you believe that it's increasing the quality of your work. And 90% are looking to increase AI within the system as well. So there's lots of information going on without the AI. Within Leap, we've created products that can help you with your legal research. So AI-powered tools to assist in quickly retrieving relevant case law and legal precedents. The ability to summarize case law. AI can analyze and summarize complex legal documents, providing clear, concise insights. 28% of legal professionals use AI for this purpose. Reviewing documents. Lots of you are using it for reviewing documents. AI enhances the efficiency and identifies any errors within documents. And by identifying AI for these tasks, law firms can reduce the errors, increase billable hours, and enhance overall productivity. One of the things that we've noticed as well with lawyers up and down the country, task overload is a massive issue. You're getting busier and busier and busier, having less time to do the work that you need to do. So AI can enhance that, and the models that we've created and put into the system are only helping to do that, and we're going to touch on that today with Amy. But what I'm going to ask first of all, if Amy, you could introduce yourself, tell us a bit about your background, where you're from, and how long you've been working in the conveyancing area.
Yeah. So hi, I'm Amy Church from Lucas & Willis. I'm the managing partner, and I've been managing partner for 6 years now, and with the firm for 16. We're a relatively small firm on the East Coast, 3 offices, 23 staff, so we're not, you know, huge firm, but we embrace technology. 6 years ago when I became managing partner, we really took a big leap into tech. We had we didn't have a case management system at all actually. We had folders on a computer with a dusty server in the basement, and we thought this really needs to change. So went digital, went paperless as much as possible, and we've just continued to build on that. And AI is something that we've been using now, since Leap brought it in over the last 18 months, and it's hugely changing the way that we work.
Thank you, Amy. There's a couple of things that we're going to cover off. Interestingly, about, I noticed that stat up there, 49% of law firms are failing to meet their billable targets. The great position that I can see conveyancing is in, the fact that you have fixed fees already, you're ahead of other lawyers, ahead of the game, because AI is going to force other lawyers to go down that route of ditching the billable hour. I know Sean Jardine is in the building later, and he'll discuss that again. But with conveyancers, you're already ahead of the game with that. So that's really good news. We're going to discuss staff output, how AI enhances productivity and workflow efficiency, around automated document review, summarizing complex documents, document comparison, and extracting any financial data. So they're the things we're going to cover off. I had a really interesting conversation with somebody the other day who literally came up to me and gave me their laptop and asked me, Craig, can Leap do this? He wanted to write a report, and I literally said, yes, we can highlight those documents, chat to those documents, extract the data, and wrote a report with it for him within 10 minutes. I said to him, that's done your base work for you. You've now got to go and review it, proofread it, make sure it's correct, and then you've got your answers. So it really is game-changing. So on that, Amy, can you share with us what you've done at Lucas & Willis to enhance productivity using the Matter AI function within Leap?
Yeah, so Matter AI, I wouldn't say it's just used as much in conveyancing, but as a firm as a whole, the way that it can extract information from the file, summarise documents, so particularly things like family department, wills and probate, just to be able to ask it to, you just ask it questions, and it will just pull the information from it for you. Have used it in conveyancing, things like summarising option agreements, it'll pull out main terms for you. And you're right, it's not a complete document, but you've got your starting basis there, something that would take you an hour maybe of going through the correspondence and creating timelines. And I've even used it for complaints. You know, you get a complaint and you can ask it, you know, can you write me a timeline, please, of some main events and how many emails did we receive and how many have we sent? Just doing the legwork for you just to make your job that little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And with yourself, with obviously a conveyancing matter, and with that Matter AI, again, searching and using reports, the fact that you can highlight various documents, does that then make it easier for you to get to that next stage and then get on with more fee-earning work, as it were, rather than admin?
Yeah, we use it to automate and speed up the more mundane tasks, things that shouldn't take you time. You want to be able to draft a document, find a document quickly, so you can just move on to the next stage and do the legal work. You know, we're so busy in our day-to-day work, we haven't got time, you know, to spend an hour on a file. That would be a real luxury.
Yeah.
In reality, we haven't got that, and AI just speeds up that process for you.
Okay, cool, thank you. So the next thing we're going to look at is integrated tools around research. Obviously, a lot of you will probably use AI for some of your research, and obviously, within Leap, we've created LawY, and that's now fully integrated into the system. So you can research any particular item on conveyancing, wills, probate, whatever it may be, you can do that. And it's like a safety zone as well, because it's only going to look at designated areas that we've allowed it to look at, the way we've built it, the way we've built the large language model. It's only going to look at UK-relevant data, UK-relevant legal law sites like gov.com, Law Society websites, and information from there. Now, I believe there might be a video about to play, and there is a LawY video, but I don't know whether we've got any sound. Hopefully we've got some sound.
You can ask a legal question. Start by selecting your matter type, then type your question into the window and hit the Ask button. LawY will then provide you with an instant AI answer that is relevant to your jurisdiction and matter type, and that is based on our ever-expanding legal knowledge base. You'll also notice that there are links to relevant case law or legislation included in the answer. In this conversational interface, you can continue to ask follow-up questions or even request different outputs, such as a letter or email. For extra confidence, you have the option to submit the answer or hold conversation for verification. This sends it to an experienced lawyer who will verify its accuracy and make any changes if necessary. So get started with LawY today.
So yeah, just a quick video there. I was actually talking to Pete Baverstock today from LawY, and LawY was launched, I guess, 18 months ago, and it's now in its third iteration, if you like. So we've got another release going out today. We put in another platform called Deep Research. Now we've got another one called Rapid Research on, you know, the insights that we're getting from our lawyers, saying what they want to see, how fast they want to see it. So again, it's an ever-moving feast with AI, and the ability for us to enhance that and change it as we're going along. And obviously that comes from progress that we're getting from you guys. And I think there's another little video that's going to just click through the Deep Research tool.
For quick insights, you can still access our powerful instant AI answers. But when your research demands greater depth and detail, Deep Research AI answers deliver a more fulsome, robust response to your legal question. Both options are tailored to your matter type and will usually include linked citations. LawWhy offers you the flexible features to help you move quickly or go deeper with confidence. Accelerate your legal research your way. Get started with LawWhy today.
So yeah, ever-changing world, as I say, we put that in there because that was the newest video we had. We've now got another version being released today called Rapid Search. So Amy, at Lucas and Willis, have they taken advantage of that application and research and tell us how that's worked in real life?
Yeah, so LawWhy is definitely the one that we love the most. It's the most used. I'd say it's used daily. I use it multiple times a week. It's just so quick and easy to get the information that you want, to explain things to clients. You know, they talked earlier in this earlier session about legal jargon, and we're all guilty of it, whereas actually if you ask it to explain in a letter to a client, I don't know, what is this indemnity policy, what is it for, what does it mean, we would put all sorts of legal jargon in that. We'd probably spend too much time drafting it, whereas LawWhy will do you a letter, explain what it all means, you proofread it. You might not have actually written it that yourself, but that's not a bad thing. Does it really matter that you haven't written it, you know, in the way that you might necessarily write? It's just so much easier for clients to digest the information. It's great for the team. It's great as a learning tool because a lot of people might come to me and ask me questions. I've then got to help them draft documents. They will have a go themselves and say, look, I've used LawWhy, I've drafted this, what do you think of it? So it's just given them a bit more confidence. It's a good training tool.
Yeah.
And I did actually ask some of the team for some feedback, and my assistant in particular, I know she loves it. I came back from holiday one time and she was like, I must tell you, I used it three times when you weren't here and it was brilliant. But she said, you know, I love it. It helps with wording letters. So they're not complicated for clients, but explains it clearly so they know the process. Somebody else said, I used LawWhy to generate a letter to explain what a deed of covenant is. The way it explained helped my own understanding, and the wording was put in such a simple way that it was easy for the clients to understand. Another member of the conveyancing team said it's great for explaining indemnity policies, etc., to insert in the report to save us typing it out. So again, there'll often be something you want to explain. You can use LawWhy, you can cut and paste it into your report, your letter, whatever you're doing. It just saves us a lot of time. And with the verify function, that is great. Often you read it and you think, yeah, I know that's fine. I know that's what I was wanting to say. It's just saved me time. But again, with the more junior members of staff, and for me as managing partner and thinking about risk, I know they've got the verify function. So things are going to be checked before they get sent out.
Yeah, so obviously with the verification function, we've obviously got lawyers in the background that will check it and double check the answers, and then you can work together and agree. And obviously, the more verification that takes place, the better the AI gets. And again, is that something that research used to take up a lot of time? Is it giving you time savings as well? Is that
definitely, because it just pulls all the materials into one place, and sometimes it might just be a starting point, but now you've got the deep research as well, it'll go off and do even more legwork for you in the background whilst you do something else. So it's just all about saving time. Conveyancing is just so time pressured. Anything you can do just to speed up the process, you're always going to check it yourself. It's always going to be checked by humans.
Yeah.
I know people have a lot of worries about AI and where it's getting information from, and you hear scaremongering of, you know, AI making up things, but that's, you're talking ChatGPT. This is more specific for law firms. It's checked, it's verified. You can have that confidence that you know you're going to get correct info out of it.
So, and is that something that comes up in conversation at work? A fear of using AI sometimes?
Yeah, some people are like, you know, should we be giving them our information? And I'm like, but we're not, you know, Matter AI, they're just taking it out of the file. There's no one actually there. And with LawWhy, you don't give it any details. It's just a specific on a topic, and it does make it very clear in there. Do not put any specific details in. So
it will highlight it if you do, and it will tell you to remove them.
Exactly. So it couldn't be more user-friendly, really.
Yeah. Okay. That's brilliant. Can I go on to the next slide? Obviously, generating documents. Have you used any of the AI for generating any of your documents on various matters, on various conveyancing matters?
Yeah, regularly get it to draft documents for us. We've started using prompts a little bit more now within Leap as well, the AI tools, where obviously it's got all the questions in the background and it pulls information together. I particularly like the one that will analyse all the source of funds for the clients, you know, into one place. Again, from a risk point of view, a time-saving point of view, you know, we know that the SRA are hot at the moment on AML. We need to spend a good amount of time checking things. It just puts that information in one place for you. Just pulls it out. And then actually, when I did the game, when I was asking for feedback from the team, one of them said that they'd used AI prompts to draft instructions to council. It was going to High Court at short notice. The fee earner was on holiday. They needed to get the information out of the file quickly, get as much as possible into this draft brief for somebody else to check. Didn't take her long at all.
As I say, so powerful. And for me to see it in action in real life with a client last week, when we literally got those 22 documents, it then took us to the AI prompt to write a report search, which it then did within 5 minutes. And it was just, he's blown away. He knew he could do it, but he hadn't been able to do it yet. So it's,
it's just playing with it. And I keep saying to the team, just have a go, just have a play around with it. You haven't even got to send it out to a client, just on a dummy matter, you know, have a play around, just get a bit more confidence using it. Because ultimately what it mostly is a starting basis. You're going to check it. You're not going to blindly send out this information. And if in doubt, people will come and get it checked by the fee earner, whoever, before it goes out. It's just, you just need to start using it. It becomes just a natural day-to-day thing.
It's so true.
And
moving on to the next thing, does that then help with you of using these functionalities, having this access to this? Does it help with you to retain talent, having a good case management system, having AI functionalities? And as you know, all your conveyancers get younger and younger, they're just going to expect to have these tools on hand. So does that then move into retaining talent?
Yeah, it is exactly that. People expect a certain level of technology, and I know that since we've brought Leap on board as a case management system, there's certain members of staff that one in the audience I expect who probably wouldn't have come to us if we didn't have the flexibility of that case management system and the tools that we had in place and giving people the tools to do their job in what is a very pressured environment. We've got high caseloads, we've got people, you know, coming at you from all directions. The team expect to have the right tools, and people will leave.
Yeah, absolutely.
They will move on. You know, they expect that it's just part of that bigger package of technology. You just need to make yourself more efficient, reduce time spent on tasks, make it easier for them to do things, get through that to-do list as quickly, as efficiently as you possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've spoken to people this year who have left law firms because of the systems that they're using are behind and moving on. And also it's a big... I think it's a big decision factor when people are moving and talent are moving. It's looking at, well, what systems are in place? Yeah. Are you on a modern system? Is it up to date? Are you using AI? Whatever it is can then help you not only retain talent, but get new talent as well. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, when we interview now, I feel like I need to sell the firm to them.
Right.
And it makes it a lot easier to do that when you have got such modern systems and it's proven that it works. So the amount of workload that we have, there's no way we could have managed that kind of work without case management system that we've got. And actually, we do that with less staff because the tools that we've got reduce the need to have as many support staff. So I think people just expect it, and it is a big tick when you start talking to them and telling them about the tech that you've got and just the way that you can make their life a bit easier.
Yeah.
You can sort of see them thinking, brilliant, that's going to, the cogs start turning, you can see it.
Well, and I guess it's always handy if you're interviewing people who use Leap before as well, which is also always...
We interviewed someone this week who uses Leap and we've offered them a position, so
hopefully
they agree, they come on board and we're halfway there.
So. Okay, that's good. So all these things are, you know, obviously helping to reduce workload stress and that kind of thing, because obviously that's another big factor at the moment. So many people, lawyers are suffering with that. So anything that we can do to help reduce that is fantastic, and that's your feedback as well?
Yeah, that's what we see. It helps people to manage workload. You know, we can do that more flexibly, give them the opportunity to work from home so they can manage their work, home life much easier. You know, we don't need paper files and not lugging files around. They can work from anywhere. You know, for me in particular, I often have to be at different offices. Pick up my laptop and off I go.
Perfect. So again, you know, looking at profits, looking at output, looking at the work that you're able to do, are you able to take on more cases? And as you said, we've maybe less staff or take more staff, whatever way it is. But are you able to, you know, enhance your proposition for your clients, increase what you're doing for your clients, offer more services for your clients, take more clients on because of the fact that you're saving time with using AI? And does that help increase your profits?
Yeah, I'd say AI feeds into the overall package of having the great tech and saving time and those, you know, when we, after joining and getting a case management system, we did lose some admin staff over a couple of years, probably four, I think, and we didn't replace them because we didn't need to.
Right, okay.
You know, and we don't use dictation anymore. We don't need to. You know, it's just cutting down these tasks that used to take such a long time. You know, I think back to when I used to have piles of files across the filing cabinet and about 10 tapes in dictation, and nothing would get touched for about 2 weeks. And you think, that just couldn't happen now. There's just no way you could service the clients in the way they deserve with that kind of system in place. So I think it just impacts profit. It's difficult to put a figure on it. I think it's going to become more and more apparent as these tools progress. You know, when you think about what can come and what will come of AI, yeah, and how it will automate more tasks, and it'll be almost like having a little assistant, I suppose, running off and doing things for you. If you're not doing it then, you're going to miss out. Or even now, you're going to miss, you know, if you don't use AI, you start to miss out. You take more time. You can't do as much work. You are going to be more stressed.
Absolutely.
It does have that knock-on impact on profits, for sure.
But, yeah, caveat to that is I do still walk into law firms and there's pink files, pink ribbons everywhere, you know, from cases from 2020, 2021, 2022 and onwards. So it's getting people into this technology.
And there's some people who have, you know, we've got one person who is a self-confessed dinosaur and it won't move away from paper files. And I think as the generation is coming through, people don't really even ask about it. Files now. It's on the computer.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So it's where it should be.
It's where it should be.
We still get people just printing it off,
I'd rather people weren't riding around with files in their cars and data protection potential issues, that kind of thing. So it just cuts down on risk.
But overall, as a firm, you've embraced it, obviously, which is fantastic, and it's making you more efficient, more profitable. And just a great firm to work with, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Craig. I think it's just part of that overall package. We encourage technology, we encourage them to use it, and they trust us. You know, over the years, they probably the initial stage is, oh, God, what's she asking us to do now?
Yeah.
But they trust now that when there's a new thing coming, and we're like, please try it, please embrace it. It is going to save you time. It is going to make life easier, and they will give it a go. And then, like I say, they've had that feedback. I just ask people for feedback, and that is their genuine feedback.
Cool, thank you. Well, I think we've covered most things off now, and we're going to do something really dangerous now and put out if anybody's got any questions that they want to ask either myself or Amy about using AI actually within a law firm. So yeah, if anybody's got any questions that you want to raise or, you know, any issues, be good. There's no stooges in the room. Oh, good.
To an estate agent's IT conference, and they were talking about using AI to turn words into action. So they're not just using large language models for research. What they're doing now is they're using it to generate phone calls to tenants, for example. So if they get interest from people, obviously they get so many people wanting to rent one property that they first get AI to ring that person and establish whether they would be suitable for that property. But this to me sounds crazy. Can we see AI in commencing moving that way? So your AI might start ringing up estate agents and giving them progress reports.
Well, if they're doing it in estate agency, why not? That's the question. And it's endless, isn't it, what we can do with it and what AI will be able to do. So there's no reason why you can't. I know we are looking at various AI integrations at the back end of our business to help support customer success, and how does that look? So if we get an issue and we deal with that with a human, we can then let AI know this is the answer. And so if anybody else then phones in with that same issue, we can get AI to answer the issue rather than going to a human every time. So there's no reason why something similar couldn't happen with the developments. As I say, with LawY, it was launched 18 months ago, and now we're on the third version of it. And it's getting better and better and better. From obviously our experience. So yeah, why not? Anybody else got any other questions? Oh, hands up everywhere. That's good.
Hi there. Just a quick question regarding Law Y. I use it regularly to draft letters to clients. The language is quite simple for clients to understand, so I do appreciate that. One thing I want to ask is the resources that it uses. Usually it's government websites, piece of legislation. One time I came across an article from a different firm, and I just wanted to see if it's possible for us to choose what resources it uses.
No. In a quick nutshell, that would be no. Pete Bavistock is here, but the answer is no to that. It's obviously we've kind of ring fenced it to where we want you to be looking and where the answers should be. So if we go and open it to everybody, then it becomes an open AI, and we don't want that. We want to look after the data that's in there and the information that we're feeding it to give everybody the correct answers that they're looking for. So, but thanks for your question. Cool.
Two things. One is an observation, which is actually following up on Beth. Yes, it is possible, Beth. I'm building a virtual Harvey now. The second thing is, in terms of the sort of infrastructure on this, then, is every lawyer that's using LawY helping that become better? Is it open so that it's learning from what everybody else is putting into it? And secondly, it's just to raise the danger of making sure you are using a closed, not an open AI platform, so I think that's important to note.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, as I say, we've ring-fenced that, so we know exactly where the data is coming from, and obviously it does then get better with the answers that we are finding from it, and obviously because we've got that verification process, so we're actually asking another lawyer to look at it and see what they think and to confirm the answer for whether it be a sole practitioner or whoever it may be, it's then getting better and better and better throughout the system, so... Thank you.
Can I ask a quick question then as well?
Go on, Rob.
The verification process, how long does that normally take?
I believe it's now at 2 hours. It was at 4 hours. It started off at 24, now it's four, and I now believe it's at 2 hours now for the verification process to come through. But we have now got, as I say, literally launching today, rapid research, which is a halfway house between verifying and deep research, so you get the answers quicker.
So it will soon be answering the question before you've actually asked it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We'll know the question you're going to ask, Rob, and we'll just give you the answer straight away.
Nobody knows what sort of question I'm going to ask. anyone else have questions?
Will LEAP be helping firms put together AI policies? The only reason why I'm asking is because AI is designed to give you an answer and not an opinion. So, you know, it does. Firms do need to consider this carefully so that, you know, appropriate advice is given to clients, not just spinning out, you know, this is how much you pay. The advice needs to be tailored so that the client knows that it's good or bad or how it could affect them financially.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and we're not looking to change that. You know, as lawyers, you still have a responsibility to make sure what you are researching and using is correct, which is why we always give you the resource from where the information come from, so you can look at that with your own eyes, and then you've got that other sort of security net where you can ask for a verification where it goes out to another lawyer, they can look at it, and you can agree together what the correct answer is. But yeah, you've still got to use your knowledge and your experience to get your answers, your clients the correct answers, and that's what it's all about.
It won't ever take away from us having to do that work. That's a real person job. But what it does do is just give you that background information, and we use it more rather than when you're giving advice on should you do this, should you do that. It's more of a clear cut, you know, with conveyancing. This is a policy for a building regulation issue. This is what it does. This is what it's for. And then, you know, it's very factual advice. So you just use that as your starting ground. So, yeah, it's just the legwork part.
Oh, Marcella.
One more. This would be good.
I think the question was about an AI policy, an internal AI policy for the firm about how to use it.
Sorry,
and I just wanted to plug that Bylawyers, who are the precedent, the legally drafted precedents within LEAP, do have an AI policy for how to use it. Yes.
Yeah, I think it is important to make it clear to everybody. You know, they talk about using closed AI. You know, don't use ChatGPT for day-to-day stuff. You know, it's all right, I'm doing it for preparing social media posts and things like that. That's fine. But anything that is client matter-based, make sure it is closed AI. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to break my own rule and ask another... Oh, no, I'm not. Sorry. You take precedence. The mic's coming too.
Thank you. In terms of the firm perhaps even communicating to the client about how you use AI and whether the firm does use the AI, what's your approach?
So we do have a section in our service plan in terms of business to say that we do use AI tools, but we give a quick overview of what they're intended to be for. You know, we always have a lawyer giving you the advice. It's just tools for us to gather the information that we might need or create documents more efficiently, really. Yeah, I think it is important to tell them. I mean, not everybody reads everything in the small print, but at least you can show. And it's something that the insurers bring up. You know, when we do our PII renewals, they like to know what you're doing with AI and what tools you're using. Obviously, we've been using the LEAP ones for the last 18 months, so for the last couple of renewals, nearly, they've been asking about it, and they were pleased with the information we gave and the risk-based info, and we were able to give them more details, you know, from LEAP themselves, and this is what it is, this is how it works, and they were pleased to see that. I think they all embrace it. People are going to be using it more. So, yeah.
Can I just ask, what's the insurance position, the PI position, with your insurers when you use AI? I was going to say FML, but if it messes up.
Yeah, good point. Good question, actually. I mean, they've only asked us questions of what AI tools do you use, how do you manage that risk. They haven't ever gone into detail in the policies of this is what happens if it's an AI problem. But I think it's more of an internal issue of making sure that it's verified, people aren't sending information out willy-nilly, you know, particularly for junior members of staff, that they're checking it with more senior members of staff before they send it out if they're in any doubt. If there's anything more than a, you know, basic letter sending a deed of covenant or something like that, you know, they've got to use a judgment call, and this needs a lawyer's eye. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Well, I think we've come to the end of that session now. Obviously, we've got ice creams, champagne raffles, free coffees over on the LEAP stand. So make sure you come and line up for your ice creams. But obviously, massive thank you, Amy, for joining me today. It's been a real honour and a pleasure to talk about LEAP and the future. Well, it's not the future anymore because it's here and we're using it. So we're going to have to get used to AI and everything. But thanks very much for your time, and enjoy your ice creams.